just wanted to let you know who I am before I start like preaching and you're like, who are you and everything. But,
Oh, thank you. Cool. So, welcome, everybody, to the story of God. This universe is about God, and He is bigger than we could ever imagine. He's bigger than we could ever dream of. And in comparison to Him, we are very, very small. So you and I are smaller than we could ever imagine or dream of. Me personally, I may have to go on a diet. You know, I kind of gained a little weight there. But despite that fact, I'm still smaller than what I can imagine. Our problem is that we focus so hard upon ourselves and we focus so much on us that we really don't see the entire universe. We don't see what's going on. That everything that we do is really about us and for us. But the truth is that the universe was created for God. It is about Him. You were created for Him. And the purpose and meaning of life that we long for, that we desire, can be found in Him. And the choice that we have today is either to A, we can continue to live lives for our own teeny tiny little bitty story, which is really insignificant and which is really short, and no one else is going to really care to read about it. Or we can begin to acknowledge that we are in God's story. And we can choose to embrace, to say yes to His plan and His story and our part in it. So how do you embrace your part in God's story? Well, first of all, we need to realize who we really are. And to help you guys realize who we really are, I have a few pictures that I wanted to show you guys today. This is the first picture. I'm sure you guys know what that is. That's Japan. This is Japan. And Japan is actually a pretty small country, by the way. It has over 126 million people in it. And you and I are two of those people. We're in this picture, by the way. We're somewhere, maybe, I don't know, here or something. We're in the picture, by the way, but you don't see us. You don't see Meiji Gakuin campus. You don't see any buildings. You just see Japan. That's what you see. If you zoom out from that picture a little bit further and you go out, you'll see the earth. Over 6.5 billion people live on the earth. You and I are two of those people. And the earth is a very, very small planet. It's really not that big. To give you an idea of how small the earth is in comparison to the sun, which is not a big star, by the way, it's just one of the billions of stars that there are. The diameter of the earth is 100 times smaller than the sun. I mean, here's the earth right here. There's the sun. The diameter of the earth is 100 times smaller than the sun. Our galaxy is called the Milky Way galaxy. It's probably 100,000 light years long. Now, if you're like, 100,000 light years, like, what is that? I mean, 100,000 light years long. Well, light is pretty fast, okay? You can't fly faster than it. I don't know if you tried. I don't. You can't fly faster than it. You can't run faster than it. You can't drive faster than it. You can't go, oh, my car's pretty fast. No, it's not going at the speed of light. Light is fast. In fact, it travels at 186,000 miles a second. That's 299,338 kilometers a second. Now that's faster than you got here today. I guarantee you. It's so fast, by the way, that the time that it takes for me to just do this, to snap my finger, one ray of light can go around the earth 7 times in that amount of time. See, light is pretty fast. It's fast. If you're curious and you want to know, well, how far does light travel in a year? Because I've always had that question. You know, the answer is 5.88 trillion miles. Or that's 9,462,942,720 kilometers. which written in Japanese, you can see it there. I'm not going to try to do that one. Or a simple way to say that is one light year. That's how you can say it. Which is how far light travels in a year. So if you got in your car, say you got a car, and you got in your car, and you traveled at, you know, 186,000 miles a second, or for 5.88 trillion miles a year, you're going that, you know, that fast in your car for a year, then guess what? For 100,000 years, if you did that, you'd be on the other side of the Milky Way. You would just go all the way to the other side. We live on a small planet, which is part of a small solar system that has a small sun, which is on the outer part of the galaxy. This is about where astronomers think the sun is. It's on the outer part of the galaxy, and a small galaxy called the Milky Way Galaxy. And the reality is that the Milky Way Galaxy is one of just billions of galaxies out there that we know of. I mean, that we know. We don't even know how big the universe is. We are so small. But God is big. We're a small collection of dust particles. We are held together by the power of God. We live about 70 or 80 years. If we're lucky, we'll live 90. Maybe reaching that. But then we die. That's what happens to us. We're one of 6.5 billion people on the planet. And the truth is that 99.999 whatever percent you do that, they don't know who we are. They don't care. There's 6.5 billion people outside of this place right here. 6.5 billion. We're small. And it's time for us to look up into the sky at night and to realize, wow, that there is an amazing Creator God. And He's huge, but we are small. But there's one more thing you have to realize. I have one more picture that I want to show you guys. And it's the most amazing picture that I have here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, here we go. This is the most amazing picture that I have for you guys to see. Now you might be thinking, well, why are we looking at pictures of the universe and then we're looking at Jesus Christ? And it says this in Hebrews 1:1-2, and we said this before. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, that's Jesus Christ, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. See, Jesus Christ created everything that we looked at today. He created me and He created you, and He is God. But even though He's God, He decided to come to this small little planet and become a small little man, and He chose to die on a cross for little us. And why did He do that? Why would Jesus Christ do that? Because even though in comparison to the entire universe, we're really insignificant, you're extremely significant to God. He loves you. He wants to have a relationship with you. And that's why Jesus came to this earth, so that you would get to know Him, so that you would get to love Him. And if you choose to accept what He did for you, dying on a cross for your sin, so that you could no longer be trapped in your own little insignificant story, but instead be invited into a new story with Him. And if you believe that He rose from the dead, you can be part of His story. So the reality is that we are very small. But the other reality is that the God of the universe really loves you. He knows your name, and He's inviting you to a relationship with Him. Jesus came to this earth to save you from your little story. which leads to eternal separation from God and to take you every step of the way into His story. And all we have to do is just give Jesus control of our life to be part of that. So, welcome to the story of God. Are you ready to be part of it? Or will you continue to be part of your own little story? The choice is yours. Jesus Christ is always ready with open arms to accept you, to embrace you into His story. And when you run into His arms, when you let Him embrace you, that's when your insignificant life becomes infinitely significant. Let's pray. Jesus Christ, I thank You again that it's true that with You our lives can be infinitely significant. With You we can have a relationship. We can have all things. And God, I pray for the students here at Maze Yachting that they would know that truth. I pray for those in this room right now that Your Holy Spirit would speak to them and show them that is truth. That is Your word. And I pray that they would respond to that and begin that relationship with You. Only You can do that, Jesus. Only You can touch their hearts. And so I ask You to do it for Your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.